Happy Monday and happy Memorial Day, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, I hope you're safe and well and enjoying this holiday weekend with your friends and family. We've got a great trip report headed your way today. We go up to Massachusetts with listener Kara, and she talks about taking a trip last April down to Art of Animation. They stayed in a Little Mermaid room. She went with her birth mom and little brother, who was 14. It was both of their first times at Walt Disney World. They experienced Flower and Garden Festival. We talk about their experience at the Character Couture makeover experience over at the Grand Floridian. Basically, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique for grown-ups. And lots of great meals as well. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney vacation, please use the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and every purchase helps everything we do here on the show. We sure appreciate it. Every time you click through that link, it takes 5 seconds. It means a lot to us. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1677 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you and happy Memorial Day. What do we do? do we have people over to grill today? I know none of the pools are going to be open here in St. Louis right now. We did get the go-ahead to open pools in June. So maybe in the next few weeks we'll have some swimming pools, but like socially distant at 20%. This summer, who knows what it's going to look like. And we're going to have a fun virtual trip down to Walt Disney World here to kick off your summer today. Maybe as you're grilling with just your core family there, like your significant other, what have you. But let me get the guest in here because I want to ask her an important question for this time of the year. Listener Kara's joining us from up in Massachusetts. Kara, thanks for joining us. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we were talking before we started recording today, and you are a teacher. So talk to our audience about how the end of this year feels as compared to a traditional school year. Because my wife's going through this. I have a bajillion teacher friends, spending 17 years in the classroom myself. It just seems so weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's like, my school left without knowing we were leaving. So I never said like fully goodbye to my kids. And now we're just all virtual. So it's just so weird.
Yeah, I saw one of my wife's colleagues because this past week, what they had to do was go in. They had to sign up for a time because there could only be like one teacher per hallway, a couple teachers in the building at the same time. You go into your classroom, you'd put all the kids' stuff in like little individual bags. And I guess somehow they're getting that to them at some point. I don't know how that's working, but I saw on Facebook one of her colleagues who I used to teach with for years and years. She took a picture of her classroom when she walked in. And she, of course, she's a neat freak. This Mrs. Lawrence, I student taught on her team way back in the day. But she's like, I mean, her classroom's one of those that looks like it's out of a, Teachers Pay Teachers or something, out of Mailbox magazine from back in the day. It's beautiful all the time. Mine looked like a tornado went through it. But hers was always great. And she just took that snapshot when she returned and said, this is what my classroom looked like when I walked out in March, not expecting that I would never see my kids in person for the rest of the year. And it was just, it's one of those signs of the times. I mean, it's got to be difficult for you. I know you're doing a lot of virtual distance learning and stuff like that, but hope your kids are, thriving or at least getting some value out of it.
Yeah, they're showing up. So that's all I can say.
That's it.
I made them plan a Disney vacation 1 week, so.
I did that when I taught gifted education. Very well done. I was like, it was always like after spring break and it was sixth graders and they're getting ready to go to middle school. They were checked out. I'm like, we're going to have to plan a virtual vacation to Disney. But I mean, I snuck some learning in there, but I mean, it was more for my
enjoyment. I did too. I used a lot of Zoom backgrounds. I zoomed myself into places in Disney.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. That's great. All right. So let's get to the trip report and, tell us when you took this trip. We're going to talk about who you went down with and some of the circumstances.
Yeah, so I went last April, and it was the week right before Easter, because I left the day before Easter. And I went with my birth mom and my 14-year-old brother, which traveling with a 14-year-old is like way different than I thought it would be.
I know the feeling. My oldest is 23 now, and the other one's 14, who thinks she's 20, or she's 12. What did I say, 14? She's 12, thinking she's 23, so... Yeah, it's interesting. Now, I didn't ask you this off the top. I want to ask you because I like getting everybody's background with Disney, and I forgot to ask you that because we got into the teaching stuff. So what is, like, have you gone for years? Is this something that was new to you? What's your background?
My parents took us, me and my two sisters, when I was in second grade, and it was their first time, too. Like, my parents' first time, our first time. We stayed at Dixie Landings.
Oh, my gosh.
Back then. And it was like the first year Animal Kingdom was open. We like miraculously were at Food and Wine and like didn't realize it. It was really fun. I was slightly traumatized by the dinosaur ride. but it didn't deter me like away from Disney. My dad carried me off crying. And that was like the very first ride they took us on.
Oh my gosh. Great parenting. Yeah, my wife took Paige, the 23-year-old, her first time when she was 4, Snow White's Scary Adventures. And I told her, scary's in the title. That's why she was scared. But yeah, it's one of those things. Everybody hates dinosaur. Is it the jump scare at the end of the big dinosaur for you? I don't know.
I was like 7 or 8 then. And it was just like, I mean, then I cried on like everything. I cried on like Splash Mountain. I cried just continuous crying. But then we kept going back as a family. It was definitely like a trip we took a lot.
I can see it. Like you're on Jungle Cruise and you're like, I love all these fake animals. We're having a good time seeing the backside of water, but I know at some point a dinosaur is going to pop out and scare me, I can see that totally. All right. So you guys went down last April. So about this time last year, springtime. And headed down. So talk about planning. Did you take the point? How did you lay this all out for everybody?
I'm like an over planner.
That's it. You're a teacher. I mean, it's your job.
Yeah, I plan like every detail. I really focus on dining. Like that's like my first go-to is like, where do I want to eat?
Amen.
I've like turned all my Disney trips into just going to restaurants. But it was their first time. So like I took that into consideration. Like they had never stayed on property before. They haven't had like a full length vacation. So I tried to like make sure I hit some basics.
So why Art of Animation of all the places to stay? Cause like if you're staying in the value category, you got the All-Stars, you got Pop Century and you got Art of Animation, pick the Little Mermaid room. Was it just you saw availability there, a discount, or was it something that's your movie? I mean, I like hearing why people land where they do.
I like the make your own pasta bar.
Yes, amen. Landscape of flavors, baby.
I stayed there like that was my third time staying there, and I've stayed in like the suites. I stayed in the Little Mermaid before, so I've stayed there like 3 times now.
Yeah, it's a good spot. I've stayed there too. It's just the weirdest thing. It's like you're in the bathroom and you got Little Mermaid on the. I don't know if they still have this, but the Little Mermaid like a shower curtain with like her big eyes looking at you the whole time. It's a little.
We got like the worst, not the worst room because they're like all the same, but the worst location. Like we got in the very, very back. And I'm like, I'm never doing that again. I'm going to stay at Pop and get a preferred room or like stay somewhere that's not that far. It was like, by the end of the night, I was like, I'm done. I can't walk anymore.
Yep. We stayed in the Little Mermaid room one time in July for like a week. And, retrospectively, I thought they should have given me like one of those camelbacks, like runners wear with a straw so you can get a drink, because I was like, I got my little mug to get my soda, but I'm not going to make
it
there. It's so hot. And it's so far. I'm not even going to make it to get my drink. Yeah, no, they are fun, but they're fun. I mean, so was the Skyliner online when you guys were there?
It wasn't, but they were like testing it. So I'd like go out and just watch them test it.
That is the worst. That's the getting to see it, but you can't ride it. So you guys were down there in April. So Flower and Garden going on. Did you guys spend some time over there?
Yeah, that was, I went the previous year at the end of like Festival of the Arts. And so they had Flower and Garden stuff up and I was like, oh, this is so pretty. Like, I think I want to go next year during Flower and Garden. And so that's why I went during April and it was like so fun. I love the food booths. Like I even went into the butterfly garden, even though I'm a little afraid of bugs.
They're cute.
But it was so much fun. I'm Epcot's my favorite park. I just loved it.
Well, too, and that's one of those things that this year, with everything that happened right as the festival was starting, I think they got, I'm guessing, like 7 to 10 days in before all this got shut down. It's just a shame because of all the festivals, you know, art, and you got Festival of the Holidays, and of course, Food and Wine. The one that really they have to, you know, I think that they put a lot of elbow grease into is Flower and Garden with all the plantings. Mm-hmm. And I got to see them right there because they're putting them in as I finished up, Princess Half Marathon weekend in February. And the park was looking great. I mean, of course, the construction's a mess, but they had all the, you know, the beds in the center there between Future World and World Showcase. And it's one of those things. I think everybody needs to see Flower and Garden. It was my last festival to really get down there. And I'm not like a gardener. I'm not into any of that stuff. But I think just for the beauty, you take Epcot on its normal day, and it's just like 100 times more beautiful.
Yeah. I was supposed to go this April, so I'm like bummed that I didn't get to see it.
I know. It's one of those things. It's so rough. So, well, at least, you know, as we're recording today, Disney Springs reopened because we're recording this one on Wednesday. And it looked like there was a little pent up, people wanting to get over there to get into a Disney destination. Didn't look crazy, but I mean, people were going. So we'll see. Would you have gone today if you had the chance?
I don't know. I've been doing like bi-weekly grocery shopping. That's as much as I get out.
See, that's why I have a 23-year-old daughter, you know, home from Mizzou. Like she gets up early in the morning. She does the grocery runs and the Target run. We get all this like Target. They bring it to your car and stuff and all that fancy stuff. But she does go to the grocery store because I have to have my food. I got to get my Coke Zero. If I don't get my Coke Zero, we're in trouble. All right. So let's talk about you. You said it was your birth mom and your brother's first trip. So it's kind of a balancing act when you're a big Disney fan like you are and you're taking first timers because you want to show them everything, give them the backstory and everything, but you can also just wear them out at the same time. So how'd you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, I think like when I went with my family growing up, we didn't like do sit downs. Like my parents were just like, this is easy. We'll just go get chicken and fries and burgers and like go to a quick service and like be fine. And then I started going, I went separately, like with my parents, one trip with my dad, one trip with my mom, like just us. And we started doing the table service and I was like, oh, this is like how you can do a relaxing vacation. So I really tried to fit in breaks that were like doable for everyone and to not try to tire everyone out. And then also like ask them about rides or like, here's a website, look at the restaurants, what restaurants stand out to you. Because I also like run into the habit where I'll just go to the same restaurants every time.
I do the same because I always want to try new places, but I'm like not willing to sacrifice my favorites. It doesn't work that way. You got to do one of the other. Yeah, totally. What is your favorite restaurant? Let me ask you.
I love the Plaza, like just because of the location in Magic Kingdom. It's not like outstanding food, but there's like something so wonderful to just like sit in that little like circular area and look out and see like the castle and the parade going by. Like that's when I really have to do. And I love Trattoria Al Forno for breakfast.
Oh, good call. So you did the character meal there, right?
I did. Yeah, I love the food. Like the food is just so good there.
See, I haven't been there since they turned it over to a character meal. I've had breakfast there, but it was pre Bon Voyage breakfast. And I've had dinner there a few times too. And I agree. That is a great restaurant. I love the boardwalk area. But so what was it? You said the food was outstanding. The characters, I guess, were, I always hear good things about the characters too. So
yeah,
characters
are good there. They're definitely like very friendly. They'll talk to you. The first time I went, like Rapunzel and Flynn Rider, like looked at my dog on my phone and were like, oh my God, look at this. And like the Tower of Pancakes are like such good pancakes.
Oh, I love
and you know, if you get it when it's the apple compote, it's like so good because it's like brown sugar and apples. It's just delicious.
We never take long to get to the food talk on this show. And so there we are. We're 10 minutes in and here we go. So be ready, everybody. This hopefully you'll listen to this over breakfast. Now, so look, I want to ask you this too. So again, you had that balancing act, you know, you're a Disney veteran, you got the first timers. As far as like your brother who's 14, was he one of those like, because that age is so weird. I mean, we all go through that stage where it's like, you know, you could be too cool for school for something like Disney, or you could be like, man, I really got to do Space Mountain, or I really got to do this or that. You know, I'm looking into it. So did he do any research going in? Did he have any things that were on his bucket list, or did he just kind of go with the flow?
I think he kind of went with the flow. I mean, he likes roller coasters. So like we all do the roller coasters. So he definitely did those a bunch. Nice. But he's a picky eater. So that was like also hard too, making sure there'd be something for him to eat. Like one night we left him at the resort and we went to Yak and Yeti without him. And my birth mom's like, I don't think he would have eaten anything. I'm like, it's Yak and Yeti. It's so good. How could he not?
I know. But I trust me, both of my kids were chicken nugget eaters. Seriously. Like, I mean, like, you know, we'd go to these fancy restaurants and they'd be like, well, you know, once like Paige got to be 16, she'd be like, well, can I, you know, have a magic band? Or back then I have the key to the world card, you know, can we be eating like somewhere nice in World Showcase? And she'd be like, can I go to the refreshment port? I'm like,
yeah,
okay, fine, I guess, because it'll be $10 and you can get McDonald's, you know, off my $30 meal. I come out $20 ahead. But it was one of those things, you know, it's like, it is kind of a shame, but I guess that's what a lot of kids go through, that phase, that there's an opportunity there to really, now you're in Massachusetts, you have a lot more probably diverse dining than we do here in St. Louis. You know, we're in the suburbs and, you know, there's not a, we don't have a lot of, you know, ethnic places unless you go more downtown, where I hate to give up that opportunity for my kids to try new things, but they won't. You know, they just don't.
Right. Yeah. It was funny. We went to a character breakfast, the 1900 Perk Fair, and he like knew none of the characters at breakfast. I was like, what are we living on? How do you not? He's like, who's this coming up to us? I'm like, oh my God. How do you not know this? I failed you.
But you know what? I've never seen the Alice in Wonderland characters right at breakfast.
Right. I thought you would know Mary Poppins at least, like, because it's relatively new.
That's true. I do know Mary Poppins, but I've only seen Mary Poppins movie once, never seen Alice in Wonderland. So I'll give him a pass on that. You got to know Mary Poppins, though. It's pop culture, but he's 14. You know, maybe it sounds relevant. I'm an old guy. So.
Yeah, he he liked all the rides. He complained about the walking, which I think any 14-year-old would.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, that's par for the course. I mean, 14-year-olds complain about the wind blowing. You know, like, it's just, trust me.
he'd be like, can I use your phone charger? And I'm like, you should have brought yours. like, totally use my battery.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you can bribe. Yeah. When you see their cell phones down to like 20%, I mean, they'd walk on hot coals for a lot of things, for a little juice. Yes, I've learned that one myself. All right. So, another thing I want to ask you about, because you put this in the notes, you guys did caricature over at Grand Floridian, which used to be the Ivy Trellis that Mallory and Emily, her friend, did back in the day, which was really like, it was like you know, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, but it wasn't in a way. Yeah. So tell us about that experience, because I think a lot of people might want to try this.
Yeah. So like, I don't think Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique was like a thing when I went at the age that I probably would have enjoyed it. And so I was like, oh, that looks so cool. I wish I was a kid again so I could do it. And then I found out they have character couture, which is like an adult version of it. So I was like, sign me up. I'm going to go do it. And so we like ate at the Grand Floridian Cafe for breakfast and then just walked over that day. And you just like book an appointment at the salon for that. It's just a package. You can get like your hair, your makeup, your nails, or just your hair, or just hair and makeup. And we dressed up as Minnie Mouse. So like they did our hair and they did all our makeup and we wore like, you know, we like Disney bounded as Minnie Mouse. It was really fun. And we made my little brother sit in the salon and wait with us.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, where's he? Did he get to go to his ride space?
He had to sit in the salon.
Poor guy. Yeah, because Scott and I were there when our daughters were in the same building at Ivy Trellis, and we caused trouble. Like, we found two empty sinks and stuck our heads in them, looking like we were getting our hair done. Yeah, we got pictures. So, we shouldn't be together. Now, what's the vibe like in there, though? I mean, it's got to be, because Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is like a cloud of hairspray and some little girls crying, some little girls all excited, you know, dads, moms dying when they see the bill. What's the vibe in that place?
It was really small. Like, it was definitely a very small room. And we were in with, like, a bridal party. Oh, so it was, like, the two of us and, like, four or five people that were in a bridal party. And it's not big. I want to say they maybe have, like, five seats that, like, hairdressers can do. So it's pretty small. But it's definitely not like overwhelming. It's relaxing. Like they, you know, they offer you water. Like it's basically like a hair salon, but just very condensed.
So was the bridal party they were having their wedding that day at Walt Disney World?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So was everything going? I'm always nervous when I see that. Either things, because some, and I used to work in the wedding industry too. I was a wedding DJ. And so luckily, by the time I saw the bride on the big day, like everything had either, for the most part, everything was going great. I was just DJing the party. It was fine. We were rocking until midnight. But man, some of these brides, you know, they could be on edge. So was everything cool with that bridal party? They having a good time?
There was like a lot of things going in and out. And I think at the salon, there's like a certain age that you have to have a chaperone, like a parent. And so one of the bridal party was like young and she wasn't with her parent. And they were sorry, we can't take her.
Because they'll say the stupidest things and they'll set the bride off. Like, you should never, that's one thing I learned. You should never have little kids around brides on their wedding day. Just don't do it. They could, sometimes kids are honest, and a lot of times you don't need you don't need honesty on your wedding day. Because you're like, your dress doesn't look, what? Okay, never mind. Okay, so another thing, you got to see a concert at Epcot. You got to see Night Ranger, my kind of music there. So it's a great venue there, the American Gardens Theater. Yeah. I love it. Even if I don't stop and sit down, I hang out in the back and watch some
nights. Yeah, tunes. I had no clue who Night Ranger was.
Okay.
If I'm being honest. But we were eating at Yak and Yeti that night. That was that night. And we were like, what's happening at Epcot? Should we walk? Should we like catch a bus over? And I was like, oh, it's Night Ranger. And my birth mom's like, oh, we have to go see them. And so like we took our dessert to go from Yak and Yeti. And then, like, hopped over to Epcot, picked up, like, that wine slushy in France.
Oh, yeah. The great news. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yep. And just drank and ate dessert while we watched them.
So was the weather good when you were down there in April? Was it?
Oh, it was so, it was perfect. Like, I don't think it rained once.
Oh, yeah, because that's a great time to go. I like early May, April, even, like, really anywhere from, like, mid-February to a little bit before Memorial Day. It is usually gorgeous. Yeah. Then it gets hot.
Yeah, really? It didn't rain at all. It was a like very comfortable weather.
Nice. So lucky. You get all these great meals and you got to have good weather and all. Oh, you're killing me. I want to get back. Okay, so another thing you guys did while you were down there is you did the Easter egg hunt, which that scavenger hunt thing, I meant to do it. I didn't get to do it one time when I was down there last year for Summit for cheerleading. So walk us through that experience for folks that might get to do this next year, let's hope.
Yeah, so we went in, like, we had walked through the back entrance of Epcot that day. So we went into that, like, little store that's right there. And I think it was, like, $5 for the map. And then you go around to each country and just find the egg. And then it's, like, you take wherever the egg is, you take that sticker and place it on the map. I had to keep yelling at my little brother to stop telling me when he found the egg and pointing it out. I was like, I want to find it myself. Stop telling me. So that was like us arguing the entire way through the egg hunt. And then you turn it in and get like a Easter egg surprise.
Yeah, I need to do that because I wanted to do that when I was, again, like I said, I just didn't get the chance to. And I love that because they do that in different times of the year too. I think they do another one. For some
I think
other
they do
time.
One at Festival of the Arts.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the one with Figment and the paintbrush and all that. Yeah, that's another one I meant to do. The thing is, like, you're like, I can come down and do this again. I think I'm going to start doing stuff after all this. I got PTSD on Disney now because, like, I was like, oh, you know, go down anytime. I got an annual pass this year. Well,
right.
not right now. So some other meals I want to just jump in and just get your thoughts on because you mentioned a lot of them, Grand Floridian Cafe, Trattoria El Forno. You guys also did Sanaa. So did you took the trip over there just for this restaurant? Had you been there before?
I hadn't. I had been to Boma. Like, I went with my dad and we ate there like three times in that one trip. I think we like made an extra reservation because we were both just like, we love it. We can't stop eating.
Boma kills me. I love Boma, but it is like, when I walk out of there, I can't move. Yeah. I can't breathe. I couldn't do it. It's three times on a trip, I'd be dead.
Yeah, so I had eaten at Boma and I like to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge like when I'm at the park. So I was like, let's go to Sanaa. I heard they have a really good bread service.
Did it live up to the expectations? Because it's that's all you ever hear about.
Oh, I loved it. I like dream about the bread and the sauces. It was so good.
So another one, Chefs de France. We don't talk about that one hardly ever here on the podcast. Everybody sees it there, though. You'll walk right past it on the World Showcase Promenade. I've only been there twice, and it's been the 4th of July both times, and I've got steak and potatoes. So I'm not really a good judge of Chefs de France. What did you think?
So.
Okay, there you go. All American foods.
I got the mac and cheese. I'm not a good judge.
I feel so bad. Like, I've been twice on the 4th of July, both times, and steak and potatoes. And I think I got some kind of chocolate cake for dessert. So,
yeah, really. I know they served a very large alcoholic drink to me. Like, the alcoholic drink, I was like, is this really, like, because we did the dining plan. So I was like, I'm getting this massive drink. Okay.
So it seems like the dining plan, though, with what you're saying and what you're in the notes, what you have for your dining, that you really knew how to work it so that you got a good value out of it. Did you feel comfortable with that it was a good purchase?
Yeah, I usually do the dining plan. I like the all-inclusive feel of just like having everything paid for, not having to think about it. I just like to pay ahead of time and just eat and drink my way around.
That's why I love cruising. That's exactly why I love cruising. Okay, one more restaurant I want to ask you about, because I bet your brother liked this one, or maybe not, but I'm guessing he would. Teppanyaki in Japan with, you know, the dining where they do it at the table. Hibachi, I guess is what it's called. Was that something he enjoyed? Or no? He's a picky eater, though.
I recall that day his phone was dying, so we were a little preoccupied with our phone. And we actually, that night, there was like, an intoxicated couple at our table that got kicked out.
Oh my God.
So it was like also this show, like, but then everyone got their meal because like they were cooking up so much meat that we had all this extra meat, and the chef was like, do you guys want the extra food?
Yeah, of course.
So everyone got extra food that night too. It was really, I love that place.
Yeah, me too. The lesson to be learned: if you get sat with drunk people, don't be mad yet.
No. They lasted like 5 minutes, and then we got their food.
Wait till they order, then get out of here. Yeah, that's fun. So you guys were down there at a really cool time. You know, you were there for Flower and Garden. You're there in the springtime. I'm sure it's great to escape the Northeast that time of year because the weather's probably still iffy up there.
Yeah.
You know what? Any other stories? Like, you know, it was a first trip for your birth mom and your brother. What came out of this? What were their thoughts? What was something that maybe surprised you that they enjoyed? Something like that.
I mean, I didn't realize like how big the concerts were at Epcot. Cause like I go and I've been to Food and Wine and Festival of the Arts, and I don't usually stop that much to listen to the concert. So that was like interesting that was like so cool that there was a concert there. And then they really liked Disney Springs. Like, I think they hadn't seen it full fledged and how it is now. You know, my little brother's like, ooh, there's these stores here. Like, I can go shopping here.
See, that's so different. Like, when I was 14, just keep me away from it. I'm the same way. I'm 46. I don't like shopping. I will go to Disney Springs because lots of good snacks, lots of good eating.
Yeah.
And the stores are pretty cool. Like, I like Uniqlo and World of Disney and stuff. But so that was kind of his jam. Did you guys just take a bus over? Did you like boat from a resort, something like that?
We did. We usually took the bus, but one time we did take the minivan because I was like, I want to take a minivan. I really need to take a minivan this trip. So we did take a minivan one time.
So everybody's always curious when you say that. Everybody's like, oh, ears perk up, minivans. I've done them a few times. They are sweet. Now, we did them a lot the first trip we were down there, because the first, like, they had a weekend of like where they were totally free. You just had to like be in the right place at the right time. And we stalked these suckers forever. So we rode them like 6 times that weekend. I've done them a couple times from the airport. What were your thoughts on that? Was it a value, something you would do again? Was it too expensive? What would you think?
I liked it. I would do it again. I just liked the ease of it. And they picked us up like right outside of the Little Mermaid suite like area.
That's true. So, you're at the Little Mermaid room. It's even better.
Yeah, right. It was like awesome. We didn't have to walk down to the lobby. They just picked us up there. So that was great. But now that I'm thinking, I took them to Hoop-Dee-Doo because like that's my must do every trip. Like, I go to Hoop-Dee-Doo every trip, and they loved that. Like, they thought that was awesome.
Yeah, you didn't put that in the notes, and that's one of my favorite things too.
Because I go every time, so it's like nothing. It's not like a new thing to me.
That's funny though to me that you go to Hoop-Dee-Doo every time, because I love, you know, I usually go to Trails End just because it's cheaper. We do go to Pioneer Hall and go to Hoop-Dee-Doo sometimes. I think I've been 3 times now, and I love it too. But what's so special that you go every trip? Because I've never heard that. Because, you know, the dinner show is usually something you do like every 5 trips or something like that. So why Hoop-Dee-Doo so much?
I just love the show. I honestly like don't. I actually like request other food during for the meal. So it's not even the food bringing me to it. I just like love the show and the actors coming out and performing. I just love that.
So as we kind of wrap this one up, what advice would you have for somebody that's in your situation? Because you had so many unique things here, you know, first timers. I think it's really a challenge taking those, like, you know, like, you know, preteens and teens before, like, they're 17. You know, once you get to be, like, 17, 18, senior in high school, you start to kind of figure things out. It's just, it's that awkward stage where you just, a place like Disney can either be, like, a big turnoff for, like, that age group, or if they just let themselves go, it can be the best time ever with family. So what advice would you give somebody kind of in this same situation moving forward?
I think, like, set your expectations to, like, having to take breaks or, like, pausing and resetting, because, like, we did that a couple times with him just to kind of get him out of, you know, okay, you want to be on your phone? We'll go back to the resort and hang out for an hour and you can be on your phone. And I consciously, like, put in every single recommendation they asked for. So, like, anything they suggested, I put into the plans. And didn't, like, let it outweigh my options.
That's super smart. I mean, that's it, because you can't fight it all the time, because you got to pick your battles is basically what I'm hearing you say. You know, like, if you want me on your phone, we're going to do that for a little bit, but then we'll do what we want to do. Did you learn anything though from your brother, like, coming back? Did he say anything that was, like, a favorite that surprised you? You know, besides, he said Disney Springs was one of his things he enjoyed, but some kind of shocked you.
He really
as
likes the rides. Like, really? he doesn't, like, he always, we live by there's a Six Flags in Massachusetts. So, like, and they live really close to Six Flags. So he does love the rides. And I don't go on all the rides at Six Flags. I don't really trust them, but I went on all the rides with him here. So
that makes sense. Yeah, because I get it, because we're right by Six Flags too, about 15 minutes down the road. And that's, when I grew up, that's all we did. We didn't go on vacations. We just went to Six Flags. We had season passes and did that all the time. And I'll tell you what though, my wife and I, because we got season passes last year because they were just so dirt cheap. Like, I guess the Disney throws you off, because, you know, an annual pass at Disney is like $1,000. We got like a whole family worth of season passes for like 110, you know, like for the whole year, for the whole family. So we're like, oh, we're not doing anything one night. We'll take Mallory out. We go out to our local Six Flags and we get to this one roller. It's not even like the big roller coaster in the park. It's this wooden roller coaster, kind of a middle sized one. And my wife and I are like, that one looks kind of fun. Let's ride this, Mallory. She's kind of scared, you know. No, well, it's not even the big one. Let's ride. Oh, dude. My wife and I thought it was going to kill us, because, like, it shakes you so much. Like, we're so used to Disney rides. I mean,
they're rickety at Six Flags.
It's just like we're, you know, a quarter of the way through the ride. I'm like, I'll pay $100. Just let me off this sucker. It's like shaking me up. I'm going to die. My back's going to be out of way. I mean, I think Space Mountain's terrible down there, but it was like, oh my gosh, like riding on silk.
So he likes going on rides. So it was fun going on all the rides and everything with them.
So what's on your radar as far as going back? I know everybody's kind of in a holding pattern, but best case, you said you had a trip canceled this spring. So what are you looking forward to?
I rescheduled it for October. I'm turning 30 in October. So I rescheduled it for like a long weekend, because as a teacher, I really don't, you know, my next long vacation is like Christmas if I don't count the summer. And so I scheduled it for like a couple days in October. But then I'm still going back next April.
Let's cross our fingers everybody's back in April or in October or even in July. Let's do this. So let's hope. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time, because I know it's a busy time of the year for you guys teaching. Thanks for all you do for your kids, and have a great rest of your school year. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When you're ready to get back to your next Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials, all the trip planning tools, and while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out, let them know you heard about them here over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Just wanted to take a couple seconds here to thank all members of the military who protect our country, who serve our country, who make our country the best in the world. You guys are great, and our country is great because of all the sacrifices you have made. And of course, Today we remember all those who made the ultimate sacrifice in defense and just to make our country as great as it can be. So get out there, have a great time with your friends and family, but do remember those who serve because they are what make our country awesome. So for Kara, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday, happy summer, happy Memorial Day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.